This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
There is an updated timeline issued by the Environmental Protection Agency about the Westlake landfill cleanup. And to learn more or to tell us more about what that timeline is and what happens next, the founders of Just Moms STL, Dawn Chapman and Karen Nickel, are with us on KMOX. How are you guys doing? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So tell us what the old timeline was and what the new timeline is supposed to be.
So the old timeline was, well, we didn't really even have a start date. And it looks like they had 2029 as hypothetical, but they had never shared that with our community. But now it looks like we've got an updated start date of 2027, to which we are thrilled.
Dawn, did they say any reason why they expedited the plan?
So they did. They actually went and laid out a pretty detailed timeline of milestones of when things are due and what has to happen to get to 2027. And so we were extremely surprised because we didn't expect to see any dates. All we thought was we were going to get a report on kind of what technically needs to be done at the site and that it would happen when it happened.
One of the things that Administrator Zeldin asked for when he was in town was a 21-day, gave the administrator, the regional administrator, a 21-day deadline to come up with, hey, what's going on? Let's get a timeline. What are the barriers and what are your needs? And through that, there were needs identified for additional staffing and whatnot. So I think that that was another reason why they could put this timeline together and cut a couple of years off of that.
Certainly, it is a complicated issue, and there are a lot of moving parts, so it takes some time to put together an effort to clean this up. I get that, but I'm still a little surprised to hear that you're happy to hear the 2027 time frame here, because a little over 2.5 years, it must still feel like a very long time to people who live in the area.
It does feel like that. However, we have little things to work towards that he has laid out within that. And so while 2027 is when the first scoopful of radioactive waste on the site will leave, there will be a lot of things going on at the site visually to prepare for 2027. So for us, it's like going in for surgery, right? I mean, surgery kind of starts for you when you get the IV.
Can you?
So,
yeah.
If well, that makes sense.
It does. Can you describe some of those little things that you have to do to lead up to the surgery, so to speak?
Sure. So, one of the things is, as Karen mentioned, they need to bring in some more specialized staff. We were really excited to see that because we agree with that. And so once those staff get lined up, we need to finish the design plan. It's over 90% done. So we just have 10% left. And that's the plan for how to remove it and where it's going to go. And so those are just little steps. But the biggest obstacle that this administrator will face is getting the Department of Energy to sign on and agree to pay for this cleanup.
So this is going to happen, right? I mean, there are no potential roadblocks as far as you are aware.
There was one roadblock we were very frightened of. We still a little bit are, which is that the Department of Energy is going to thumb its nose, right? And not come in here and not sign. And that document is actually talked about in this report. It's ready for them to sign. They could do it tomorrow. But there's a little paragraph below that that basically says, hey, so if they don't, we're going to go through and force them to do the work. And that's what we were looking for, is that boot, right, so to speak, on the neck of the Department of Energy, who is the creator of all this radioactive waste.
So why wouldn't they? What would be the reasoning behind them not signing this and just letting it move forward?
You know, I think honestly, the liability, I think that they, the Department of Energy has made so many people in this region sick. I mean, they are the ones that were part of the Manhattan Project. They created it. So really, everybody's illness falls down on them. It's their fault. And having them step up to the plate at this site, because it's so much worse right now than we knew it was 7 years ago. But to see EPA say, hey, so you're going to do it, we're going to ask nicely, or we're going to make you do it, basically means we're going to bring in the Department of Justice and sue you.
You know,
so I think that's a pretty big threat in that little document.
Yeah. No. And the administrator of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, who visited the site, he said that seeing the fallout of the radioactive waste and how it's made so many members of the community sick was very moving. He was moved by that. Did you have an opportunity to talk to him? Were you able to see his response? And how much do you think him being moved by the consequences of the Westlake landfill helped accelerate this process?
We did, and all of it. You know, we visited two sites. One was on top of Westlake landfill, and the other we went to Coldwater Creek with him. He was very touched and very moved, actually very emotional. You know, I if you're not, after seeing what we, you know, what we had shown him, you're broken. If you're not moved by the things, the stories, you know, the stories he heard while sitting in the round table, small round table meeting that we had with a couple of other community members that have been impacted, and then actually standing on top of radioactive waste underneath your feet, and then seeing the creek firsthand, standing in a park where children like myself have been exposed and are very ill, it is emotional. And if you do not get choked up a little bit, you're broken. It's hard.
And so you're saying that he did get emotional in that way by hearing some of the stories.
Yes, he did. We were on top of Westlake at one point with him and Senator Hawley, and it was Karen, myself, Senator Hawley, and the administrator, and a big gust of wind came. And it wasn't even a really windy day. It's the location of the landfill and how high up it is. And I think both of them just got this look of horror on their face. And he actually said, my God, it's windy up here. And, you know, the senator responded to, he's like, that is not something I was prepared for. It really, really is windy on this site. And he turned around and you could see all the areas that were surface radioactivity that are now covered with this white rock. And he checked with EPA. He said, all of that
was just sitting on the surface, exposed to wind like this for over 40 years. I mean, he had a moment, you could see, he was putting it together.
Wow. I am so glad that they had that moment to cement in their minds that they were going to help accelerate this process. And you bring up Senator Josh Hawley, and he really has been working on this as well. And when he was pressing Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrators, to visit the Westlake landfill, Hawley said, echoed what you just said. He said, the government caused this mess. The government lied about it. Now the government needs to clean it up.
That's right. That's right. We agree with that. And I think we stand by them. And this, I think, was the first time he'd really been on top of the landfill to the senator. So it was an experience with all of it. But I do, you know, for Karen and I, there is a very detailed timeline to get to 2027. So we're going to be doing a lot of community meetings. It's going to be a lot of hard work for Just Moms STL, because we're going to have to communicate step by step and work hand in hand with EPA to get to 2027.
When you look at this accelerated process to clean up the landfill, what about the other side of things? I know last time we talked, Don, just the horrific phrase, it's too late for a lot of people. It's too late. Is there any talk about financial help for medical bills or treatment for the people who are made so ill by this?
We are working very hard, even this week, you know, the week before Easter here, on RECA, which is the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. Senator Hawley is still fighting hard behind the scenes and trying to get more people on board. You know, we're having some really great conversations, for instance, with Representative Bob Onder's office, who has a huge chunk of RECA out in St. Charles. So, you know, we are still hopeful for that. It's just, it's a heavy lift. And I think to your point, yes, when people are already sick, you're asking them to come in and lift hard. That's a level of exhaustion, right? That seems very unfair. And I think that's what we see. You know, we have a lot of volunteers and people that support us, but because they're sick, they come and go. Does that make sense? So, but we are committed, Karen and I, just like we were, you know, almost 13 years ago, to see this through to the end and see RECA through, no matter what it takes.
You've been working closely with Senator Hawley on this. I know you worked with Representative Bush when she was in office. How much contact have you had with Wesley Bell since he has taken her spot?
We've had a lot of contact with Representative Bell. And, you know, he was reaching out even before he was elected to get an update in the event that he would win. And I think, you know, it seems almost like seamless, if you will, that transition to us. Yeah. But it's just really hard because the Republicans are in the majority in the House. And so while he is very supportive, we're going to need to get RECA carried by a Republican and then co-signed on by a Democrat is how it's going to work. And so, but he has been, you know, making as many meetings as he can on his own, trying to educate his own members of the House of Representatives on what's happened in St. Louis so that they understand, because we're behind. St. Louis is still the secret city. While RECA is being worked on nationally, so many people are like, well, wait a minute. Why is Missouri? Why is St. Louis? Right. And then you start explaining and showing them this and their jaw.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bus drop.
Would it make sense that Hawley would help advocate and bring over some of the Republicans in the House?
You know, he is working on that. It is one thing we've learned from being in D.C.
Yeah.
The House is a very different animal. It is just very, very different in the House. And so I think that while he certainly does what he can, he also is very careful to educate and give them an opportunity to lift it so that he's not stepping on toes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a very delicate thing that. You know, but he does a really good job with it.
Because there is so much confusion right now regarding DOGE cuts and spending, was there any concern that somehow the focus on DOGE would slow down either the cleanup or getting RECA money for people here at the Westlake landfill area?
We're not seeing that at all behind the scenes. And that was something that we brought up to Administrator Zeldin, because obviously kind of the elephant in the room, right? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have staff cut that are going to impact it? And he assured us that that would not happen. And I also want to encourage people, you know, focusing on Westlake right now and these toxic sites, it does mean that he is committed to seeing that to the end, which means if staff are needed, then that's his responsibility to pull them in. So this is a good opportunity for those that are afraid EPA is going to be gutted to get behind this and say, hey, so here's why we need a strong EPA. Like there isn't, does that make sense? That there isn't, we hear the fear. We get a lot of comments like that on our social media and messages, but that's kind of our response. Well, this is why you should get involved with this, because we're demonstrating the need here.
Dawn Chapman and Karen Nickel with Just Moms STL. As always, we really do appreciate talking to the both of you, and we will continue to get updates from you. And it is good news that this is moving forward and the timeline has been moved up. So thank you for talking about it with us today.
As always, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Dawn Chapman and Karen Nickel with Just Moms STL.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.